Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Civil Action by Jonathan Haar is a nonfiction legal narrative published in 1995 that reconstructs the real Woburn, Massachusetts toxic tort case known as Anderson v. Cryovac. The book follows a group of families who believe contaminated water caused a cluster of childhood leukemia cases, and it tracks their effort to hold major corporations accountable. At the center is attorney Jan Schlichtman, whose investigation, litigation strategy, and eventual financial collapse give the book its dramatic structure. Haar writes with the pacing of courtroom drama while still staying rooted in documented events, making the book accessible to readers who may not normally read legal nonfiction. Its purpose is not only to recount a famous case, but also to examine how science, law, money, and power interact when ordinary plaintiffs challenge well-resourced defendants in a system that often demands certainty, where certainty is hard to prove. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Woburn contamination case became a test of causation in toxic tort law. The book is built around a central legal problem: how to prove that environmental contamination caused illness when the medical and scientific evidence is incomplete. The Woburn families suspected that tainted water from industrial dumping was linked to the leukemia cases affecting their children. But suspicion alone could not establish liability. Haar shows that civil litigation in environmental cases depends on connecting scattered facts, expert testimony, and historical records into a persuasive chain of causation. That challenge makes the book more than a simple expose of pollution. It becomes a study of how modern legal systems handle indirect harm. Readers see that the courtroom demands a level of proof that is often difficult to reach when exposure happened years earlier and when multiple possible sources exist. This tension between lived experience and legal proof is one of the book's defining ideas and helps explain why the case became so consequential. Secondly, Jan Schlichtman and the costs of pursuing justice against corporate defendants. Jan Schlichtman is not presented as a detached observer, but as a driven lawyer whose commitment to the case shapes its entire trajectory. Haar follows his escalating investment in the litigation, both intellectual and personal, as he builds a case against W.R. Grace and Beatrice Foods. The book makes clear that this kind of advocacy requires more than courtroom skill. It also demands time, capital, and emotional endurance. Schlichtman and his firm pour enormous resources into discovery, expert analysis, and depositions, and the case gradually consumes his practice. This gives the book an important practical dimension. Even a strong case can become financially unsustainable when the opposing side can outlast you. Haar uses Schlichtman's experience to show that justice in complex civil litigation is often shaped by economic stamina as much as by legal merit. The result is a portrait of law as a high-risk enterprise in which moral conviction does not guarantee success. Thirdly, the imbalance of power between ordinary families and large corporations. A major strength of the book is its portrayal of structural inequality in litigation. The Woburn families are grieving, uncertain, and comparatively powerless, while the defendant corporations have access to experienced lawyers, technical resources, and the ability to prolong proceedings. Haar does not reduce the conflict to simple villains and victims, but he clearly shows how institutional power affects every stage of the case. Discovery becomes a battle of resources, expert evidence becomes expensive, and delays work to the advantage of the defense. This imbalance matters because it shapes what kinds of claims can realistically be pursued in court. Even when plaintiffs have legitimate grievances, they may struggle to sustain the process long enough to obtain a full verdict. The book therefore functions as a commentary on civil justice itself, revealing that access to legal remedy is not equal in practice. Its broader implication is that the legal system can be formally open while still being materially hard to use for less powerful parties. Fourthly, courtroom strategy. Expert testimony and the difficulty of telling a compelling legal story. Haar pays close attention to the mechanics of litigation, especially discovery, witness examination, and the role of expert witnesses. These elements matter because a case like this is not won by sympathy alone. It must be translated into admissible evidence and coherent argument. The book shows Schlichtman trying to build a persuasive narrative from company records, employee statements, and technical testimony, while the defense works to weaken each link in that chain. This makes the book valuable for readers interested in how legal storytelling functions in practice. A trial is not simply a search for truth, but also a competition over which version of events can survive legal scrutiny. Haar demonstrates that the most emotionally compelling explanation is not always the most legally effective one. The book also suggests that complex technical cases can overwhelm juries and lawyers alike, especially when the facts are scientifically disputed. In that sense, the story becomes a study of the gap between public intuition and courtroom proof. Lastly, the human and ethical aftermath of a case that produces no satisfying victory. One of the book's most distinctive qualities is its refusal to end on a triumphalist note. Instead of delivering a clean victory, Haar shows a deeply compromised outcome, settlements that feel inadequate, families that remain burdened by illness and loss, and a lawyer whose practice collapses under the weight of the case. This ending forces readers to confront the limits of litigation as a tool for repair. Even when a lawsuit exposes wrongdoing, it may not restore health, replace grief, or fully compensate for years of damage. Haar also raises ethical questions about what lawyers owe their clients when they take on expensive, uncertain cases with uncertain prospects. The book therefore stands as a meditation on disappointment, accountability, and the gap between legal resolution and moral resolution. Its emotional power comes from that unresolved aftermath, which makes the narrative more realistic and more unsettling than a conventional courtroom success story. In conclusion, A Civil Action is best suited for readers interested in true crime, legal nonfiction, environmental law, civil procedure, and the ethics of advocacy. It is especially useful for students and general readers who want to understand how a complex toxic tort case actually unfolds, from investigation and discovery to settlement and personal ruin. The book offers practical insight into litigation strategy, the role of expert proof, and the financial pressures that shape civil cases. Intellectually, it also sharpens the reader's understanding of how law handles uncertainty, especially when scientific causation is difficult to prove. What makes it stand out from many courtroom books is that it is not built around a clean win or a heroic legal ending. Instead, Haar presents a carefully reported case study in how justice can be partial, expensive, and emotionally costly. That realism gives the book lasting value. It reads like a legal thriller, but it also functions as a sober analysis of power, proof, and the limits of the American legal system. If you would like to support Jonathan Haar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.